Thank you. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Matthew, the fifth chapter. Matthew, the fifth chapter, we are still involved in the greatest sermon ever preached. And what a great thing it is to know you're going to come every Sunday while we're doing this, and you'll hear the greatest sermon ever preached. Talked about. And so we're talking about Jesus and the great and his Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5, now verse 14, and we will look there as soon as I get my Bible turned there. Verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And God blesses the reading of his word. Join with me again as we pray. Father, I ask that you would use your word to make this a day of turning the light on. Father, make this a day of our committing ourselves, Father, to allow your light to show through us to a dark, dark world. Change us, Father. Draw us, Father, to personal revival with you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You've got to know it's getting darker. I'm not talking about the seasons, and I'm certainly not talking about global, change. I'm talking about spiritually, it is getting darker. We are in a world that is sinking further and further and further away from what our God has intended. We are in a nation that is abandoning God. We're in a world now where in our own country, laws are being passed on a regular basis that stand firmly against what God teaches in his word. It's getting dark. It's getting dark right here in Columbus, Georgia. We see darkness all around us. Now, schools are starting back up, and we need to be praying for our schools. We need to be praying for a hedge of protection around each student, around each teacher, around each school worker, that God would protect them throughout this year, and that God would do what he desires in their lives, because it is dark here in Columbus, Georgia. Gangs are threatening the students of our schools. In fact, in Columbus, Georgia, I have been told by our police force that there is not a school in Columbus, Georgia, in Muskogee County, that is not affected by gang activity. We have over 100 gangs presently operating in our city. That threatens the life of every child, of every home, of all of us. It's getting dark, and we need some light. Weapons are being discovered. Weapons are being discovered on campus. Now, you think, okay, sometimes weapons will be seen in high schools. Some of you of my age, some of you are of my age, when we went to school, nobody worried about weapons. A lot of people had some gun hanging in the back of their car anyway, and it's just what people did. But we're in a different day now. In that day, they didn't. You didn't point weapons at anybody that you knew, and you didn't take them into the classroom with you. But in today's world, in this last year, weapons were found in every high school of Muskogee County. Weapons were found in every middle school of Muskogee County, and weapons were found in elementary schools in Muskogee County. Now, I just say that of Muskogee County schools because they're the ones that I know about, but I am sure that that goes further. We need some light. Children are being abused physically, mentally, certainly spiritually on a daily basis. In fact, children are being abused so much that we do not have enough places to house them when they are removed from unsafe households. And so what is being done? They're turned back into the same homes where they were being abused. It's dark, and we need some light. Homes are breaking up. Well, homes, quite honestly, many homes are not even starting. We are living in a day when people are not getting married. They're just shacking up, and they're having children, and they're having households that are not really families. And you know, there is at some point a breaking up of that relationship. But those that are married are finding divorce really easy to get to. And so we see the homes breaking up that way. And so the family is teetering. And we need some light. Young people are being taught that homosexuality is just a choice, just another lifestyle, just another form of acceptable life, an alternative lifestyle. It's getting dark, and we need some light. But you know, it doesn't stop there. Now we're moving into the world where children are being taught that they may not be male or female. They may be something else. And so children are being asked to decide what they are and what they're going to be. And transsexuals are being brought up in elementary schools. And no child should be confronted with choosing sexuality in elementary school. And then choosing gender. We are living in a day when it is commonly taught that there are males and females, and then there are others, and you may be a non-binary. You may just not be a male or a female, and you can choose what you want to be. I'm telling you, it's dark, and we need some light. Right here in Columbus, our metropolitan area, metropolitan Columbus is now over 320,000 people. Metropolitan, that's the outlying areas as well. There are a lot of us living right here in the valley, and we are here, and we are here in mass, and in this mass, we have people that do not know Jesus. They do not know anything about God or God's word. They just live daily in darkness, and people that say they know Jesus don't ever stop to worship him. We have over 200,000 people that do not know Jesus. And that's probably understatement. Right here in our metropolitan area, it is dark, and we need some light. We need our city, our state, our world to come to the light of Jesus. We need somebody to turn the light on. We need people to understand who Jesus is. And we need people that have at some point said, I believe in him, to start living like we believe in him. We need some light. I like the analogy of the lighthouse. I like lighthouses. Becky and I have had the privilege of seeing many lighthouses. We've climbed to the top of several lighthouses, and it's kind of a neat thing. Early lighthouses were very simple. In fact, the earliest lighthouses were just some limbs set on fire and raised up a pole. In darkness, a small amount of light can bring direction from a far distance. And those in jeopardy out to sea can be led to safety by just a glimmer of light. The early lighthouses of North America hold many stories of lives being rescued when in great peril, many times in great storm and impending disaster. I heard about the USS Missouri, one of our great battleships, USS Missouri coming home. They're so excited, they're coming home. But when they got close to home, there was a great storm and the ship was just cruising through. Great battleship, handled the storm, but it was a dark night. It was a fearsome situation. They hoped to get to safe harbor, but as they were approaching safe harbor, unthinkably, they saw the distant light, and as they saw the distant light, they saw it coming closer, and they could not believe it, but another ship was on a collision course with the USS Missouri. Lieutenant at the comm put out the warning. This is the USS Missouri. You're on a collision course. Change your course. There was a moment of static and an answer came back. No, sir, I suggest you change your course. Lieutenant said, you don't understand, USS Missouri, change your course. Again, no, sir, change your course. The lieutenant did as he was instructed. He called for his captain. The captain actually came. Didn't understand what the problem was. He saw the light coming. They're getting closer and closer. It's a certain disaster. He gets up the comm and he says, this is the USS Missouri. Change your course. To which the same reply, no, sir. Change your course. Well, by now you know time is passing. The lights are getting closer to one another. The captain is angry. And once again, he says, listen, I don't know who you are. This is the captain of the USS battleship Missouri. Change your course or we will take definite action. And then came the reply. This is Seaman First Class of the U.S. Coast Guard Lighthouse. I suggest you change your course. I'm not moving. Well, I don't know that that happened, but if it happened, it happened just that way. But you kind of get the idea. A local church needs to be a lighthouse. We don't need to change our course, but we certainly need to be changing the courses of those that are in jeopardy all around us. We need to be putting out the light of Jesus in such an intensity that those around us are compelled to change. We need everyone in our community to change. We need everyone in authority to change. We need everyone in families to change. And that change needs to be a change toward Jesus. In John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In John 9:5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, if the church is the lighthouse, Jesus is certainly the light of the lighthouse. And that makes those of us who are church members, that makes us lighthouse workers. The lighthouses of the early 1800s would have lighthouse workers. Actually, they were life savers that worked outside the actual lighthouse. You see, many times there would be ships that would not heed the warnings, and they would crash and on the rocks, and as they did, people would be cast into the dark waters, and in the darkness of that day, they wouldn't know which way to swim. And so these lighthouse workers, these life savers, would have little lanterns, and they would go out across the shore as a way to wave them and let the people know which way to come to safety. And sometimes they would even go out into the surf to let them know which way to come to safety if they could just see the light. I want to be clear. I want Northside Baptist Church to be a lighthouse church. I want us to be a soul-saving church. I want us to be shining the light of Jesus, giving people an opportunity to come to a Savior who will save them from disaster. God shares in this text in Matthew 5:14, "You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Today, I'm going to ask you to make a commitment to be a lighthouse Christian. I'm going to ask you to be a person that will reflect the light of Jesus. I'm going to ask you to make changes that you need to make in your life so that you can better reflect the light of Jesus. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a member, non-member. You may be a believer. You may be a non-believer. But I am asking for that change to be made and for you to allow it to be made today. To be a lighthouse Christian, you got to plug into the light. Our text is talking to believers, and it's saying, "You are the light of the world." In John 8:12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." So to be a lighthouse Christian, you got to understand, you got to first be a Christian. You know, it is important for people to realize not everyone goes to heaven. Not everyone is a child of God. Not everyone who has hope of forgiveness and peace. That is only offered to those who come to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And so if you want to have the effect of your life casting out the light of God, then you've got to have the light of God in your life. You got to realize, first of all, you don't have any light of your own. You really don't. I don't either. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's you, that's me, that's everybody that has ever lived. And that means we live in darkness. We have chosen to sin. Yeah, we have. We are sinners by birth. We are sinners by choice. And because of that sin, we are headed toward a devil's hell. We got to change directions. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death, eternal separation from God. And so what we need to do, if you don't have Jesus, you need to repent of your sins, turn from your sins, turn to Jesus, and allow him to be your Savior and Lord. Step into the light. Mark 1:10, the time is fulfilled that the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Luke 13:3. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Repentance is just being willing to turn away from a sinful life, turn to Jesus, get the sin out, get Jesus in, and then start living for him. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God, even to those that believe on his name. So we receive Jesus. We come into his family, his light comes into us, and now that his light is in us, we have something to shine. Empty yourself of that that causes darkness. And may I say, if you're a Christian, you already have Jesus as your Savior, you've tasted the light of the Lord, get the sin out of your life. And you may say, "Oh, Brother Jerry, I've been a Christian a long time. I just don't have it." Well, you're delusional. We all have it. We need to stop it. We need to move from it. We need to start living more like him and less like them. And in just a few moments, I will ask individuals to come forward and receive Jesus as their Savior, and you don't know him, I'm asking you to come to the light, and we will pray together. Jesus will save your soul. But I'm also going to ask believers for a commitment of a changed life. We've got to shine his light to cast out the darkness. You want to be a lighthouse Christian? Polish the reflector. Now, early lighthouses were built, unlike modern lighthouses, with reflectors, if you will, that would pinpoint the light in a certain direction, and they would radiate the intensity of that light. Those reflectors had to be kept polished. They would collect debris from the ocean, and it would cloud the lens the surface of the reflector, and they would have to clean it so that it could shine the light directly and direct people to safety. Matthew 5:15. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. We're not the source of the light. Jesus is. We're just the reflector. It's kind of like the sun and the moon. He's the sun. We're like the moon. The moon has no light of itself. It just reflects light. So we take in the light of Jesus and we reflect it to others. Workers in the lighthouse would work diligently to make sure that the reflectors were shiny at all times. One of the reasons our city is in such darkness is because Christians haven't been faithful to shine the light. And one of the reasons we haven't been shining the light is because we've allowed our lives to get too cloudy, that we're not good reflectors. And so we've got to cleanse our own lives. We've got to allow God to forgive and cleanse us. G. Campbell Morgan, in his book, How to Live, tells us of a conversation he had at a revival. He was preaching this revival. A man came to him afterwards and said, Brother Morgan, I got to tell you this story. It's kind of funny. I've been working at my company for a long time now, but for 5 years I've been working with a friend, and we've worked side by side for 5 years. The other day I invited him to come to the revival. He said, are you going to the revival? He said, yeah, I'm going to the revival. It's my church. He said, oh, you have a church? He said, yeah, I have a church. I'm a Christian. He said, you're a Christian. I didn't know. And he came to the revival with me. Don't you think that's funny? We've been working together for 5 years, and neither one of us knew that we were believers. Dr. Morgan said, funny? No, sir. It's not funny at all. It's a tragedy. If you could work by someone and they could work by you for 5 years and you can't tell that they know Jesus by the way they acted, by the way they lived, and by the words they said, my friend, I don't think your friend is saved, and I don't think you are either. You see, knowing Jesus should make a change in us, and we should cast a light out. How do we know that there are flaws, that the light's not shining? Well, statistically, young people get involved in extramarital or premarital sex at the same rate whether they are in church or out of church. Statistically, people drink alcohol and use drugs at the same capacity, same levels, whether they are in church or out of church. Statistically, in today's world, marriages end in divorce just as much for church people as they do for non-church people. Statistically, people are found out to be criminals in their business behavior just as much from the church as from the non-church. Now, I don't know about the statistics, whether those are accurate or not, but it's enough to be scary. We aren't changing the darkness because we're too busy being dark. We're too busy living in it. We're too busy adjusting to it. We're trying to be like everybody else, but everybody else is not like our Jesus. And as a result, we are adding to the darkness instead of casting the darkness out. Listen, those that aren't saved do not have the light of the world within them, and they don't live the way someone who is saved should live. Listen, we are to love, we are to forgive, we're to attend church, we are to give, we are to tell others of Jesus because we know Jesus. He should make a difference. And so if he's not making a difference in your life, polish your reflector. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. Go before God and ask him to forgive you, to remove the sin from you, to help you to walk away from it, to live in his power, and to start shining his light. To be a lighthouse Christian, perceive the need. In Matthew 5:15, it says, put the light on a lampstand, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Light house workers always on the lookout for those that are in distress. You know, people without Jesus look like they're doing fine, but they're not. They look like things are okay, but it's not. Listen, they are living without light. They're living without love. They're living without life. They're living without forgiveness. They're living without God, and they're headed to an eternity without God. Listen to what the Bible says about the lost. These people that we're around every day that don't know Jesus. This is what God says. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Wow. Look at your world. Do your family members know Jesus? Do your parents know Jesus? Do your children know Jesus? Does your family, brothers and sisters, do they know Jesus? Listen, if you know Jesus, God's put you in that family for a reason, and you are the witness to that family. Shed some light. Don't hide the fact of who you are. Begin sharing with them who you are. Do those in your neighborhood know you know Jesus? The people that live right next door to you. I know that we're not as neighborly as we once were, but is there a chance that you could get next door and find out if they know Jesus? Let them know you do and share with them how they can. At least be inviting them to Sunday school and to worship. In your school, you guys are going to school. You know, it's great when you get in the upper grades of school. And you get into high school and you change in classes. You got different people around you in every class. That's all prospects for Jesus. Understand you have opportunities. Well, you know, I got to be careful what I say. Well, there's time that you say a lot. And so at some point, you can point people to your church. And our students, my goodness, tell them about the wave. You know, that let them be washed in with the wave and opportunity for their lives to be transformed. Do we want them here on Sunday? Absolutely. We want the wave to wash them on over on Sundays. And that'll be good too. But it's a great opportunity. If you're in junior high, it's hard to get that out of my mind. Middle school, same thing. You know, everybody you see is a possibility. And then when you get to know them a little bit better, share with them that you have Jesus and how they can have Jesus. The greatest witness to students are students. But the greatest witness to adults are adults. So when you go to work, make sure the people you work with know that you are a believer, that you follow Jesus. And that means when you say stuff you shouldn't say, you got to undo it. And you got to ask for forgiveness sometimes, and that's okay. That'll keep you straight, and that'll let them know you're serious. We've got to get the light out. We've got to stop hiding it. Old song, you know it, This Little Light of Mine. You know that song? This is your light. Okay, if you're brave enough, put your light up. Sing this with me. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. Oh, that was terrible. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. One more. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Well, it's a good song, but it's a better life. Start letting the light of Jesus shine through you to others because you know him. And to be a lighthouse Christian, perform the service. Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before men. Understand the command. A command is not optional. Let your light shine before man. You got to have light to shine light. You got to have Jesus to let him out. And so if you don't have him, you need to get him. But be willing to get whatever information. I have people from time to time say, well, I would witness, but I don't know how. Do you know how you got Jesus? That's how. Just tell somebody what happened to you. That's all you have to do. We train regularly here how to share your faith. And there's opportunities for you to learn. But basically, tell people what's happened to you. And if you can't get the words to tell them that, bring them to Sunday school. When you bring them to Sunday school, you bring them into that climate of people that are like them in similar situations, going through things that they're going through, and you can relate on those levels. And in relating in those levels, you can tell them about Jesus. What a great thing to do. As we begin to get the light out, as we begin to tell others, this is a great time. School is starting. What a better time to do it than now. We're expecting to see a boom in young people in our church. And we want to see a boom in young parents in our church. And we want to see a boom in every other age group in our church, because we want to reach this city and we want to reach outside this city. We want the lights to come on for our area. And if those that are just here today, those that are listening today, if those of us that know Jesus will respond to Jesus and let the light shine through us, gang members are going to turn in their colors and they are going to fall down at the feet of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. Children will be safe in their home, in their schools, playing in their yard once again because the light is on for them. Homes will be healed, families will flourish, and children will grow up under parents that love the Lord as the light shines in the home. Homosexuals, yes, will learn God's standards and will learn that God has a different plan and that God can direct them out of a fallen lifestyle and God can bless and care for their lives and their lives will be transformed. Transsexuals will find out that they're mistaken in seeking another identity because God can fulfill the identity that he gave them. Babies will not be aborted, but will come into this world and by their new lives, listen, will bless all of us, all because the light is shining in Columbus. In Columbus, you won't see anybody without sunglasses because of the light that's coming from Northside Baptist. All of it happens from your heart. From your heart. You see, if you don't let the light come into your heart, there's no light to share. And so right now, do you have the light in your heart? Have you invited Jesus in your heart? Have you confessed your sins to him? Have you turned from your sins? Have you turned to Jesus? If you have not, this is the time to do that. In just a moment, we're going to ask you to come forward. You can invite Jesus in your heart. You can be changed today for all eternity, and the light can begin to glow through you today. That can happen to you. If you don't know Jesus, we want you to come to know him. If you're not sure, let us clear up the unsurety. We're willing to help you in that process. It's not hard. God made it easy because he knew there would be people like me. And God made it easy because he wanted to reach you. Believers, there are more believers in this room than unbelievers. Believers, we've got to turn the lights on. We got to stop hiding our Lord and Savior. We've got to start sharing our Lord and Savior. We got to start living like we know our Lord and Savior. And maybe today, just come to the altar. You don't have to say anything to me. Come to the altar, make a commitment to him to allow his light to shine through you. You will be amazed at what God will do. Stand with me for prayer. Father, right now I ask that you would search out our hearts, Father. In this room are some that have never met Jesus, Father. They've been in church, but they've never come to that point when they've asked Jesus to save their soul. Father, if they were to die this moment, they don't know where they would spend eternity, but Father, you want to draw them to you. I pray that, Father, in this moment that you would be working in their hearts, that they would know they need to come forward, and you'd give them the courage to do exactly that and just say, I want Jesus. Father, for believers, Father, they know they know Jesus, Father, but they know also in their life is a lifestyle that's not what you want. Let this be today, Father. Let this be the day that they cleanse their reflectors. Father, that they come before you, they ask you for forgiveness, Father, and they rise up being clean to walk in you and shed your light. Father, there are believers here that need to make a commitment to be a lighthouse Christian. Father, to tell other people about Jesus, not to hide you, but to show you. And Father, I pray that today would be the day of that commitment. And Father, from this day, I pray that you would let your light shine. Thank you for what you're going to do in this moment. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you come as we sing?